Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from OB Credit Union, the original credit union of the Olympia Brewery, home to the Olympia Rainier Pabst Blue Ribbon and Washington State credit cards, featuring the Pick Your Card, Pick Your Program option. Learn more at obee.com/beer.
May I introduce you to LaVon Hardison.
Should I go? If you say that you are mine, I love you till the end of time. So come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day it's fine. So if you want me off your back, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? Me. If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly who I'm supposed to be. I don't know which clothes even fit me. So come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now?
That's Eric Verland on piano saying that LaVon Hardison should stay, and I heartily agree, as does our audience here. Studio session here at 88.5 KNKX. I'm Paige Hansen. That is a tune done by The Clash. And I was saying to LaVon earlier, now you're trained operatically and you're doing jazz.
And it didn't help.
How did you choose that song?
why'd I choose that song? Oh, who doesn't want to sing The Clash? Okay, I mean, I knew I couldn't sing it like, no, 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 this ain't the season. I couldn't do that, so I had to do it the way I do it.
Yeah, and so. It's a relatable song lyrically,
it's totally,
right?
It's a blues song. I mean, there was a lot of guitars originally, but it's basically a blues song.
Yeah. So. How do you approach song choice? Because I noticed Heatwave on your CD and kind of that Linda Ronstadt, but done a little differently. So, yeah, what are you looking for when you're picking a song?
It's just got to speak to me. It's just got to tell a story. Really, I wish it was like more than that, but it really is. It's got to have a interesting or beautiful melody, but it's got to tell a story more importantly.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you all are going to do another song. I did want to ask a question. I'm going to change my mind, though, and ask it to Jerome Smith on trombone, because he was mentioning he's doing some exciting work right now, and maybe you can share with everyone what you're up to.
Sure. I just got started working with Jazz Ed, Seattle Jazz Ed, and it's a program that basically introduces little kids, like age third grade and up, to jazz music, the different types of music that you'd hear on the radio. And I've been doing we've been doing a bunch of assemblies for throughout the month of February, where we introduce, just, you know, we start and we come in and we sing a little blues at them, and then we have them interact with the musicians on stage. We introduce our instruments to them, talk about this and talk about that, what we like about our instruments. And then we introduce them to our, we do a name that tune kind of game, and basically just gets them really interested. And you should see the look of wonderment on their faces. It's it's so like mind-blowing to them, and it's encouraging.
Yeah.
Because the music... The music, it speaks to them in a certain way, and I've been really lucky that they found me. I've only been doing it for just about a month, but it's fantastic.
Yay.
And I'm really digging Seattle Jazz Ed. So take a look at it. I think it's seattlejazzed.org.
Thank you for sharing that.
So
yeah, that's exciting. We all get lit up by different things.
Yeah.
Well, cool. That was Jerome Smith, who's on trombone today. We're going to go ahead to your next tune. Do you want to mention what you're doing? And
Mood Indigo.
Yeah.
You ain't been blue, no. Since my baby said goodbye, in the evening when those lights are low, I'm so lonesome I could cry, because you know. Thank you.
88.5 KNKX. This is a live studio session. It's so wonderful. I'm Paige Hansen hosting a nice audience here watching. This is LaVon Hardison, who sang Mood Indigo on trombone, was Jerome Smith. Nice job, Jerome. Something about that song. What is it? The lyrics? The blues?
It's the truth telling. It's just the truth telling.
Yeah. Not a bad solo for pianist Eric Verlinde either. That was great. Great job. So you won Vocalist of the Year, Earshot Jazz, so no pressure to be great, right? Since that time, though, what has shifted for you? How are you morphing musically? Where do you see yourself going?
It's always an adventure. I'm not quite sure. It was really nice to just get that acknowledgement. It's nice to be able to be just part of the sea of music. Quite frankly, it really is nice to be just part of the sea of music. More writing for me in the future, more singing, more collaborations, more, yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, you've got one more tune for us. Excited to hear it. It's Only a Paper Moon. I love that song. Nice little metaphor in there. But I do want to ask Eric and maybe also drummer Jeff Bongo Bush, anything lighting you guys up musically that you'd like to mention to our audience? Maybe start with Eric Verlinde on piano.
Sure. For me, it's always fun being able to be a part of music and being able to communicate with other people, because music is a language and it's our way to tell our story in a way that's cerebral and spiritual and everything. So I'm really excited to be a part of music, and I'm adding a couple new things to the old playbook. I recently got an upright bass, and right after this, I'm going to go down and practice it for as long as I can until I have to go to my job tonight. And I've been actually also singing a lot more at my gigs. about 2 years ago, I made it a resolution to sing one song a gig. And then last year, I was like, well, how about two songs a gig? And now this year, I'm like, well, maybe four songs a gig? I don't know. So, yeah, I'm getting enough confidence to, like, actually use my voice more because, like, the voice carries the lyric, it carries the story, and it talks to people even more directly. So I'm really trying to become a better communicator and better instigator of fun. And one of my favorite people to have fun with is that guy right over there, Jeff, because he also is a collaborator and an instigator of fun.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Jeff?
And then this is Jeff Bush on drums.
Thank you. It's great to be here. And yeah, music in Seattle is very diverse. It's very uplifting at times to play with really talented people in the jazz and Brazilian and Cuban and Spanish worlds. And it's also great to meet people who aren't necessarily professional working musicians, you know, at the Owl and Thistle or at the Capitol Cider Bar and some of the other jam sessions around town. I've really come to realize that, you know, music is something that a lot of people need, even a lot of people who aren't professional musicians, mm-hmm. whether they're listening or aspiring. And sometimes it's the only chance they get to play with other people. And so I never take it for granted that I'm working as a musician, because it is a very uplifting way to spend your time and share with other people. So it's kind of given me a different angle. I mean, the old school jam sessions, you know, had reputations for kind of being a cutting contest. If you couldn't hang, you couldn't play. And while we all want to play with, you know, the best players we can, it's also very important to realize that people who maybe aren't that good, or maybe that you really don't want to play with, also are trying to navigate this nutty world. And music is a real healing outlet. And so trying to meet those people and encourage them and create an environment where it's fun and uplifting is important. And so I feel very fortunate to, you know, play with people who are at the top end of their game in their careers, and also people who are new to it and singing a song on stage for the first time and they've never done it. So anyway, it's a lot of fun.
That's so sweet and so true. And really, you know, as a dual format station at KNKX, you know, I really dig on that idea that we do need to be informed about our world, but then music will heal us, hopefully in some way. All right. You're going to finish out with It's Only a Paper Moon. We'll be right back.
Bato ya da da pa pe de Zona ya da bo pe pom po de Po te o bo fa ze re Ze da ba da 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 pe de Ze ta to ya da da pa pe de Zoto ba di bo dom ba di Ya de do do ya dom pe de de Without your love is a honky tonk parade Without your love is a melody played in a penny arcade It's a Barnum and Bailey world Just as funny as it can be But